broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
One.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk 824. Are you serious?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
We lost all of our listeners.
Well, we got three jokes in.
Yeah, that's good.
They told us three good jokes.
We got some jokes.
He did tell three good jokes. Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
And then you told him the same one.
Yeah.
And he had a 10-minute argument about who came up with it.
Yeah.
Who
had it first.
Yeah. So we're back. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, and Jack's sticking around here. And we're going to open the segment about talking about the Reds baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about Phil Castellini's statement yesterday when he said, what else are you going to do? You know, the only way this franchise makes money is if you pick it up and move it. Now.
Was it him or his dad that said?
No, he did it.
He's the one that said that I'd rather watch a rotten team than no team at all.
Basically. Yeah.
So,
yeah. And then he comes out and issues a couple apologies. And
yeah.
I'm sure he was drunk. You can't do that.
So have you noticed, like, in the past 4 days, the number of things that have been said, and there was a Gil Brandt mm-hmm. that said that about
you, Mamba, Simba?
Yeah. And then
Wayne Haskins?
You know, if you're going to say it, you know, stick to it and don't back down. But these guys say such stupid stuff. I know that when you're on the microphone, it may not come out the way that you want it to.
Mm-hmm.
But Castellini just came off as an arrogant ass.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Matter. Yeah. And that's the deal. Here you are, and us three are that way. We are huge Reds fans.
Big Reds fans.
And we're going to root for the Reds no matter what.
Yep.
But what he did yesterday was such a turnoff to make me... I mean, the Reds ain't worth a crap anyway.
No.
You know? And and I'm like, I'm just torn between absolutely hating the Reds, but my love for them will over...
Yeah, we'll get rid of him.
Yeah. I just can't believe he's that arrogant. I don't know.
Don't make sense.
I don't know. What you thinking, Fee? You mad at him?
I'm mad. I think, you know, like you said, we're diehard fans, and we understand, you know, the team's not going to be the greatest or whatever, but don't say that kind of stuff. I mean.
What else you going to do?
Unbelievable.
That is going to be on T-shirts all over the place.
I know.
What else you going to do? Sell the team, Bob.
We're 25 games out.
Yeah.
Boo birds are going to be flying wide open.
Oh, my.
And you know what? I can understand almost every move that they made before the season started. You know.
Money-wise and stuff.
They have to do what they have to do to kind of prepare to build for a winning team. I totally get that. But then to come out and say what they say on opening day is just crazy.
Crazy.
They'd have been a fool to keep keep the catcher.
Barnhart.
Yep. You know, you don't pay, when you're the Reds, you don't pay $7 million to a backup catcher.
Yep.
No, I agree.
Yep.
If you come out and you say, okay, guys, here's the deal. COVID killed us. COVID killed our organization.
Yep.
We don't have the money to go to $125 million. We don't have the money to sign Castellanos. We don't have the money to sign these players. We got to build our...
We got a great farm program.
Yep.
You know,
here's our game plan.
Try to sell it what the best you can.
This is our game plan. But no, they didn't do that. They just, all of a sudden, without any...
What are you going to do?
Yeah, they just get rid of everybody. And then
incredible.
After it's all said and done, the fans go crazy. Sell the team, Bob, is trending all over on Twitter. There's billboards all over. They come out and say, here's our game plan. This is why we did what we did. Why would it wasn't handled the right way.
Yeah.
It wasn't handled.
He was drunk.
It was not handled. And I like Bob Castellini. He's an old fart who's, you know. Yeah. But this, I don't like Phil Castellini. I think that Nick Kroll is in a position where, I think he's really good, but I think he probably, you know, his hands are tied.
No win.
I just think that there was ways to go about doing this, and they took the diehard Reds fans, they took the Bob Stoglers, the Harold Feelies, and turned them off.
Put a bad taste in our mouths. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I'm still going to listen to the radio. I'm still going to listen to the Reds.
Yeah,
but I'm very frustrated with what the hell went on yesterday, and even the last 2 weeks. Now, I've got a little bit over the. You know, I'll get to know these players.
Yeah,
you know, Fraley's going to be a hell of a player. I think that, you know, for me to think they're going to win this year or even next year is probably far fetched. Yep. You know, I think Hunter Green is going to be a really good pitcher. He's Lodolo is going to be a good pitcher.
Yeah,
but
they got some young kids that are good.
Yeah, but
they're also bad situation.
If they are good, can we keep them?
Well, no,
they're going to be able to.
You know, I mean, that's
going to get big contracts, and they'll be gone like everybody.
You got them for 5 years, whatever it is. So, yeah. But when they get to that contract stage, you're going to have to do the same thing. And there's been a lot of successful small market teams. There's been a lot of successful Florida Marlins has won three World Championships in the last 20 years.
Tampa Bay.
So it can be done. But the Reds, Castellinis have owned the Reds since. I think it's been 16 years, and they have yet to produce a winner. He bought that team, and when he came out in his press conference, says, "I'm an impatient man, and I want to win, and the Reds are going to win."
Yeah, I'm here to win.
Well, Bob, it's 16 years, and us diehards ain't going to be around much longer.
Yeah, we're getting a little old.
And we're going to have Hal McCoy on, I think, 2 weeks, he said he could be on. So,
be interesting to see what he says.
Reds, yeah, the Reds are out on the West Coast here, I think, and so he's going to call
that. Hal might think they're still on strike.
Yeah, that's right. But you know what? They got beat again today, 6-3. You know, they lose 2 to the Guardians. Guardians are terrible.
Yep.
So, what?
I just hesitate with calling teams terrible. I mean, terrible. The Guardians score a lot of runs, and they're going to score a lot of runs.
Yeah. How many runs did they score in the first 3 games?
A bunch.
They scored 14.
About the third or fourth game, they scored 17, wasn't it? But early, I think they didn't do much. But
I mean, but it's all about, you know, it's early. You can't, you know, Reds are 2-4. They're going out to L.A.
Yeah.
They go to L.A. They go to San Diego. They go to St. Louis. I mean,
they play St. Louis.
They got a tough 10 again.
Ten
games here coming.
It's not what you want to be doing with a bunch of young kids
and
just getting started.
Yeah, I agree with you. What about Joey Votto and his social media? You're a Votto fan?
I like Votto.
I do too. What'd you think of him like talking to him during the game? Do you like it?
That was awesome.
I thought it was too. Yeah. I thought it was the neatest thing I ever seen.
Yeah.
And you know, the following week, they did that with an outfielder for Boston, I think. And while he was talking, he was telling about the way he was shading this guy in a little bit. If it's hit hard, he'll probably have a play at the plate, you know. Mm-hmm. And then right then, that ball was hit to him.
Right,
so it was cool. It was really cool.
Yeah, I don't know. It's early, but
yeah,
I'm still upset with Castellini, I'll tell you that.
Mm. Yeah.
I got a couple texts yesterday from our mayor of Fort Recovery. And
Marion Abbey.
He was down at the Reds game, and he said 4 foul balls within 10 feet of him.
Boy's got to get up.
Yeah.
You got to get up, move a little bit, get the ball.
Him Boosie, kids. Todd Homan.
Push kids out
ain't
of the way.
Them guys moving.
No. Calpe, he couldn't catch it anyway. He absolutely could not catch a ball. They got no. I mean, he's old, fat. Yeah,
done.
Yeah, he's done.
Beer in both hands.
Oh, yeah.
I can't.
He has no doubt.
I can't go get that ball.
Yeah. 90 years of hold the hammer, you can't expect a guy to.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. Let's take a break. We're going to come right back. Indian baseball. We're going to talk about it right after this sports talk with Bubba and Fee, sponsored by
the Wayne Street Market.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Wayne Street Market will be closing at 1 p.m. this Saturday.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Are you in the process of buying, starting, or selling a business, or maybe just trying to get more bang for your buck out of your current operation? Well, those are things I'm here to help with. I have 26 years of experience as a banker, CFO, and business owner. I've helped clients in all industries in areas such as financing, budgeting, staffing, and other areas like succession planning and project management. One of the biggest challenges I had as an entrepreneur was finding someone experienced to confide, share ideas, ask questions, and ultimately put the best plan together in a truly confidential way. These are things I valued and now want to pay forward for your operation. Come see me today for a financial plan and wellness review. It's nice to have someone on your side because as a business owner, I know it's never easy out there, and especially now. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, today at 419-852-4049 and have yourself a great day.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious, home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Indians baseball team has two more games coming up this week. Tomorrow, New Knoxville will come to town and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you that game live. Saturday, the Indians will travel to Bern to take on the always tough South Adams Starfires and will bring you both games of the doubleheader with the first game starting at 11 a.m. Get out to every game you can to help cheer on our Indians, but if you just can't get to every game in person, you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Yes, sir.
Fee, yesterday the Indians traveled up to Parkway, Rockford, the Don Black Field, in a game that the Indians needed to win. Parkway team 1-6, a young team.
Yep.
Indians 3-3, coming off a win the other night. And Troy Homan, great job on the mound.
Did a great job.
And a lot of timely hitting. And Riggs Toby with three base hits. And the Indians rolled a 6-3 final.
Eight-three final. Big win.
Big Mac win.
Got their Big Mac win they were looking for. I'm sure that's big. That's big for Coach Ike. That gets his first MAC game. That's big. They're getting there, I think. I mean, they're starting to hit the ball a little bit. Pitching's good.
Definitely putting the bat on the ball.
That's big.
They got New Knoxville tomorrow night at home, correct?
Yep. Very good.
And then on Saturday, South Adams. We travel to South Adams, for a doubleheader.
South Adams will be tough. 11 a.m. start.
Yeah, they're always
a good team.
Yeah. I haven't looked at their record yet. I was thinking they might be down, but that might have been Parkway I was thinking about.
So that game will be on Free Cover Radio, and that's 11 o'clock doubleheader. It's supposed to be 50 with a 35-mile-an-hour wind on Saturday, about like tomorrow. I think it's supposed to be pretty miserable, too. But we'll get it in. Just going to be windy.
Got to suck it up.
Ain't having too many nice, but next week, so finally.
Could be
next
spring.
Next weekend, mid-70s.
Ooh, that sounds good.
No rain at all next week either, so far.
Ooh, that'd be big, too.
It's time, boys. We got to start getting in the spring.
It is time.
Although my yard.
Yard's looking good.
Looks good.
Oh, Jesus.
Mow it again?
Beautiful green.
I mowed it twice. Yesterday. I'll tell you my weed whacker story.
Nope.
Listen to this one.
Good one?
I got an electric weed whacker.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yep.
Shouldn't say electric. Battery operated.
Okay. Yeah.
So my damn string. I'm out of string.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sell it.
Reload it.
Yeah. Sell it. Get a new one.
So I go out and buy string. It ain't catching. It ain't catching.
Troubles.
Pull a string right out. Matt Rickard. Yep. He's all over that thing. Can't get it. He says something's wrong. I said, what do you mean? It's only 2 years old. Father's Day.
Come on.
I take it back out there. Mike Miner.
Mike?
Mike out there.
Yeah.
He's working on it. I got the whole, everybody from Ace Hardware's on me. I got nine guys. I got little Smith's kid.
Shaft.
Doug's. I got every Smith. Fred's there. I got the whole everybody there.
Really?
Yeah. Mary's there. Huh. They're all over. I got 15 Smiths around me trying to figure out the damn weed eater.
I'd be okay if Mary was there.
Yeah.
Rest of them not too sure.
They said, Bubs, got some bad news. You're missing the catcher. I said, well, yeah, I just want to talk to me. Mm-hmm. You're going to buy a new one. So I buy. He goes up and gets me. He goes, check this baby out.
Mm-hmm.
There's no string.
It's like a metal thing?
Hard plastic thing.
Oh, you're going to bust them to pieces.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You are?
Oh, yeah. Dunner.
Really?
It's like a helicopter going into a cement. Everything gone.
Steels. Steels.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steel's good. $130. Brand new one. Y'all see that thing. I ain't got a weed in my yard.
That thing flies off of there, though, and goes right through your ankle.
Nice. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
I don't believe it.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
I
haven't read that. It's
hurt more people than the Vietnam War.
Really?
No.
That's a lot.
You'd think I'd have read about that if that was true.
Yeah, you'd have thought so.
Anyway, $130. I'm back in business.
You're in.
Yep. Took my other one down through the Cooper's dumpster.
I got two more.
Hey, garage sale.
I got two more at home you can have. Take
you got two junkers, too? Yeah.
But in the garage sale.
You got gas or what you got?
I had the electric, but my electric, I can only get half my yard done.
She runs out of juice?
Oh, yeah.
You got too many
Bubba weeks. Says, oh, yeah, I bought an extra battery. He said, get an extra battery, but you get, oh, one of them. No problem.
Yeah.
Halfway. What happened? Go ahead and put the other battery in. Away we go.
I'd say he didn't think about your 200-foot fence around your pool.
That front, yeah, the fence.
Hey, that would be a pain in the ass, that fence.
It's a pain in the
ass.
Nobody's ever successfully changed the string in a weed whacker.
Bob Magoo and Matt Rick are the only two guys that can change mine.
Yep.
I've never...
I give them $20 to do it every time.
I bought an electric one decades ago, and I bought another new string. Couldn't get it off. Couldn't get the old one off. Couldn't get the new one on.
I can't They're do brutal. anything mechanical. I can't do it. I am a useless human being.
No.
You're very useful because you pay other people to do these things for you. You got your whole economy there.
There's a lot of people happy about you being what you are.
Yeah. My wife.
Matt Ricker's loving you.
Yeah.
My wife would absolutely love to have a husband that could fix anything. But I'll start on something, and I'll get it torn apart, and I'll say, I ain't got the right tools. So I'll go out to the hardware store, spend $180, come back, and then we ain't got the right house.
Wow.
Digger was saying that.
That's a heck of a mistake.
We was up in Chicago during Joe's funeral, and we're sitting at a bar, and we're talking about... Digger's talking about his family, his daughter. And his daughter's just cute as 10 speckled puppies.
Oh, she is, yep.
And she don't date anybody. And I said, what? She goes, because she wants to find somebody like her dad. I said, what are you talking about? He said, no. He said, seriously. She thinks that every guy should be able to... Because I can fix a lot of things. And Digger is.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
There ain't nothing he can't do.
Yeah.
He says, she thinks every guy she dates wants can fix this, you know... The dishes, or, you know, do the dishes, do laundry, fix anything that's broke,
mm-hmm.
and she can't find one, and that's what
Ain't
she wants. No,
yeah. Sorry, sweetheart.
Yeah,
gotta bring standards down a little bit.
I cannot fix a damn thing.
No,
I've learned to fix a couple of things, but I try to make sure that I buy very simple tools. And if it's anything past that, I'm out.
You're done?
No.
And I look at guys like Fee, Calpy, them guys who can fix stuff, and I'm like, I love you guys.
Yeah.
How do they do it?
I don't know.
Like Calpy. Okay, let's take Calpy. And I give him a lot of hell, right?
Yep.
But I love Calpy. Those posts that he made in the right field.
Awesome. Yeah.
Now, he made those.
I know. That's tremendous.
Mudboat's the same way.
Yep.
You know, I'm at the age now.
I can't change a grip on my golf club.
No, I can't either.
where, like,
I didn't know you could.
People are talking about, like, what to do post-retirement.
Yeah.
You know, and Carl Hastings, like, builds cabinets and builds all this stuff. And Pat Niekamp did the same thing. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't build a parking a wood parking lot.
No.
I couldn't.
Couldn't do it.
Nope.
No. You're useless.
Yeah. Ow.
I'm and Marsha feels totally it, too.
Useless. Ow.
Yeah, and Copy, you know, he built something that we're going to use tomorrow.
Yeah.
Press box.
Yeah, build a press box.
Yeah, first year he said, I don't want to sit outside anymore. I'm going to build a press box. So in January the following year, I said, you still think about doing that press box? He said, not thinking about it. It's done. Sitting in my shop.
Just got to get her out there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Man, to have that skill.
I agree with you.
I would. I would give up most of the rest of my skills.
You would? You have? Which would be?
Oh, which?
What else you got?
Well, some I can't say on.
There you go.
Does that
Johnny
mean,
Holmes?
Does that mean it's flatulence?
Yeah, yeah. Is the phone ringing?
Mine is.
Somebody's.
Oh, we might want to answer this one.
Uh-oh. Don't even tell me.
Yep, it is. Yep,
don't
hang
tell
on.
Me.
Hang
don't
on just
tell
a second
me.
Here.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hey, who we got there?
I thought this was sports talk, not four old guys sitting around talking about how they can't do things around the house.
Hey, Han. Let me tell you something.
Haninator. You, pal.
Hey. I'm about had it with you, bub.
Wow, that's a good comeback. You probably stayed up all night, and for you all night is 7 o'clock with a glass of warm milk, hoping I don't stop by that office and open up this right hand and give you the Chris Rock treatment across the side of your face. You
bring it on, boy.
Are you challenging me?
I would love to challenge you in a ring.
Challenge?
I've seen you. You know, you're all talk. You're just all talk. I don't...
Undefeated.
Really? Who have you beat?
I am the Floyd Mayweather of professional wrestling.
You are really? You're the Floyd the Barber of wrestling.
Wow. Barber.
Yeah, Andy Griffith.
That's very, very insulting.
Thank you.
I'm still waiting for that turkey roast to show up on my front door.
Who? He did you win didn't that. Win one.
Yeah, he did.
He did?
He did win something.
He didn't win the turkey roast, did he?
Yeah, because you said he could take one off the lot.
The old guy's already forgotten about it.
I got you. All right, we'll get you one.
But we laid one out there.
All right.
Damn dog.
Yeah.
I just want to wish the best of luck to the Fort Recovery Guardians for the rest of the week.
We will never... The day we're the Guardians is the day I turn my microphone off.
Off forever.
Capiche? Huh.
I'm going to start a petition. I'm going to put a lot of money into making sure that happens.
Would you go to Disney World? You ain't been there for what, 2 weeks?
It's been September.
When's your next big wrestling match? We got one coming up in Akron, right?
This Saturday night, I lead Team Entourage in an extreme warfare match against Team OCW.
Uh-oh. Beautiful. This is big.
Where at?
Stepping back in the ring one more time.
Have you been working out?
Oh, trust me, I'm in the best shape of my life.
He's ready.
Yeah.
I wasn't what he asked.
Former collegiate athlete, and now I'm in the best shape of my life.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Big. Chess is a sport.
Where's this match taking place at?
Chaparral's over in Akron, Ohio.
Akron,
I know
Ohio.
You couldn't get there. You probably don't have a car that can make it out of the county.
You're probably right. And what is our...
Neil's going to pick you up...
And what is our what are we raising money for Akron this time?
For Entourage.
Oh,
this Ooh. Is there's no benefits
money match. This is real deal.
This is just for me, pal.
Yeah,
this is big.
This is for me.
What'd you say, Linda? I gotta go, guys. I don't have time for this.
See ya,
Linda.
Ain't he got something better to do?
What would be better than talking to Bubba and Fee?
Entourage is
puff. How could something be better than talking to Bubba and Fee?
That guy is full-blown crazy, and I love every second of it. Yeah. We'll take a break, come back, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
Have you tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Fort Recovery High School Scholastic Bowl is hosting a community trivia night on Friday, April 22nd at the Commons at the high school. Doors open at 6 with a trivia competition starting at 6:30. Members of the public are invited to participate, and you can have 2 to 6 players on each team, and the cost is $40 per team, and there will be prizes for the top teams. Your team can be family members, coworkers, friends, a group of students, anybody you want to grab to help make your team better. For questions or to get your entry form, just email weigelm@fortrecoveryschools.org. The public is invited to come at no charge, and there will be a 50-50 drawing, and snacks will be available. Be sure to get entered now for the community trivia night coming up on Friday, April 22nd at the High School Commons. Doors open at 6. Entry forms available by emailing weigelm@fortrecoveryschools.org. Proceeds will be used for scholarships for high school seniors.
All right, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Feed, joined by Rocker.
Rocker.
Hey, guys, I don't usually do these kind of things, but...
Jesus.
There's some... I'd send some well wishes out to Fran Gilbert, who collapsed yesterday while mowing his lawn.
Oh, heard that.
Didn't know
so,
that.
So, well wishes, prayers.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm sure he's a friend of you guys. Coaching legend.
He's a legend.
Yep.
That's all I got.
Yeah, that's nice of you, Ron.
That's good, Ron.
That is
very
nice.
Good.
That's good.
See, I didn't know you
nice
had that in
nice.
You.
See, you know, I have my brief moments.
He has his moments.
Jody got a text from Shelly today.
Not from me.
And it said that Dad was out mowing and somebody stopped and gave him CPR.
Yep.
They don't know who it was, but they think it was somebody... You know, somebody every day knew him. And then somebody one of the neighbors had a defibrillator. And
wow,
they got him going. And
that's
he's
incredible.
At Lima now. And evidently, Big Fran's coming back, boys.
He ain't going nowhere.
But Shelly said he's not allowed to mow the yard anymore. So
might have shut him down.
Yeah, God
Shelly
love him.
Go
90 years old out mowing the grass.
That ain't bad.
That's very cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is very cool.
Al Sauter was doing that too. You
know? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember him.
He used to have that mower that...
Yeah, that big wheel.
Remember the old Amish mower?
The choppy things?
Yeah. Yeah, the non-power mower.
Yeah.
The reel. R-E-E-L, yeah. I always, whenever I'd see him out there, the first person I'd see, I'd say, I hate Al Sauter.
He's
old enough to be my dad, and he looks younger than
I
do.
Yeah, absolutely,
for sure. It always made me mad that he looked
looked
and acted younger than I did, and he's old enough to be my dad.
Hear anything on basketball coach?
Haven't heard a thing.
Haven't either.
I heard they have a committee and had some talks with people is what I've heard.
All right. Really?
No, I don't know any people. I don't know anybody that applied. I don't know any of that. I don't know anybody on the committee.
Ever had a committee when back in our day.
Back in our
school,
or
either Ed or Pat hired him.
Yeah,
they'd interview him, hire him.
Yeah, I was on a committee to hire Jeff Reisner.
Jeff Reisner.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I was on the one for with Brent Niekamp.
You yeah. Brent?
Yep. Yep. He wasn't our first choice.
Huh?
Nope.
You shouldn't say that.
Well, he knew it. There's a guy with a great resume.
Monster resume.
From down around Miamisburg. He knew a couple of people, sort of acquainted with some people in St. Henry, so he knew about the area. When somebody asked, somebody on the committee said, so do you have like a theory, something that you have with plays or anything? He brought out a book that was 6 inches thick and started going through it. He was impressive. But my first thought was kind of with... similar to basketball coaches.
Big resumes aren't the greatest.
Yeah, well, no, you know, they. Right. I'm sure he turned out to be a great coach, but he would not have been here more than 3 years.
Yeah.
And we need a lifer. That's what we want. And I didn't vote for him. I was the only one that didn't because I wanted somebody that's going to be a lifer. I knew Brent was like 23 at the time and not really old enough to have that job, but I knew within a few years – that he would be back in this area, and I wanted him on our team and not...
Rotten peanut.
You a bad one?
Again. Oh, God.
Did not want to coach against him.
Ooh, so, bad one. Bad peanut. I know, Rocker.
I put that in there just
not okay. too much.
A surprise.
What did you think of the Masters?
Okay. What do you think of it?
I thought, well, you know, a guy who most people... Well, unless you follow golf, you probably do know him, but... If you didn't follow golf, you probably didn't know who the guy was. Now, I'm sure he's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
He always spoke highly of you.
I have no clue who I am.
Hmm. Okay, let me ask this.
Okay.
Okay. You are not a golf fan.
I mean, you watch it, but... I mean, yeah, I don't...
Right. So, do you watch it because Tiger Woods was playing? Did you watch Tiger Woods?
He had... I mean, I knew he had no chance on winning... I mean, I
didn't ask you that. Did you watch it Thursday and Friday, Tiger Woods?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if Tiger Woods wasn't playing, would you have watched it during that time?
I would have caught it if it was on TV, but that's about it, yeah.
So you basically, because Fair Tiger Woods was playing, but you wanted to watch Tiger Woods. Is that correct?
Yeah, I did.
But am I the only one feeling that way, though?
No everybody does.
Yeah. Mm.
The ratings are unbelievable because Eldridge moves the needle.
Eldridge.
I watched every shot of Tiger Woods.
The problem is nobody else moves the needle.
Those young kids are getting there.
They're pretty good. I mean, nothing like he does.
Not for the general public.
No, I agree.
For golf fans, there's several of them.
The ratings on Thursday and Friday on ESPN were unbelievable. It was like... 37% higher than last year.
Everybody wanted to see what he was going to do.
Sure. They wanted to see Tiger.
And then, you know, they had those, a lot of pools. We had a pool, you know, and I mean, he was down there where you really wanted to take him. And I did, you know, my wife says, what about Tiger? Because I didn't take him. Yeah. And then she said, I was thinking the same thing. He could be fabulous.
Yeah.
Or his body may not be able to do this.
Yeah.
But he put a pretty good showing.
He did. I mean, he shoot 71 the first day.
Yeah.
The weather got him a little bit on Saturday. He putted terrible. Bread and butter. Putt. Yeah.
It was pretty good.
That's another thing I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
So I watched on, I think it was Saturday night. Is that where they did reviews?
Sure.
And a guy missed a two, okay, I'm not probably goof this up, but 2 foot putt.
Yeah.
Yep.
How do you mess up a two-foot putt?
Okay, so I mean, it happens all the time. It happens all the time. But at Augusta, there is no, like, the length of your arm putt, straight. Various settlements are a straight putt. So if you do not hit a putt solid, it's like putting on this table, too, you know?
Yeah.
And if you would happen to, you know, don't hit it solid, you can miss.
Jerk it a little bit.
Yeah.
Push it a little bit.
We miss. I mean, me and Fee miss 2 and 3 footers all the time.
I mess them all the time.
And there's every...
Them guys don't, and when you see it, it's really surprising.
Yeah.
And it's like, from a dumb guy's perspective, that don't watch golf, you think, how in the bleep does he miss it? But, you know, every putt is on an angle.
Yeah, you don't know. You can't see that with a TV either.
Well, and
plus, all of a sudden that putt goes straight this way.
I didn't see that, but I heard about it. But, you know... When you have what's basically a gimme putt, you don't necessarily do the due diligence of getting your stance and everything exactly right. You're trying to get out of somebody else's way, and you don't hit it with your regular stroke, and 99% of the time it goes right in the hole because it's a formality and you don't deal with it. But at the Masters, it's a little different, and like they said, every once in a while you just miss one.
You miss it. Is there's very few things. I mean, I am a golf nut. I'm a Masters nutty nut.
Love it.
Nutty nut.
Love it.
Nutty nut.
Yes, sir.
I don't miss a shot. I get up Sunday morning. I go down to my computer at Cooper's, and I turn on Masters.org, and I watch everything I could possibly watch until the last putt.
Until or now.
Now, is that stupid or not?
Has there ever been a, I mean, this is probably a dumb question, but I'll ask it anyways.
There's not such a thing as a dumb question, Rocker.
Has there ever been a hole-in-one at the Masters?
That's the dumbest question I've ever
heard. Dumb question.
Thank you.
But there's no such thing as a dumb question.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It was this year they had hole-in-one.
Yeah, they had hole-in-ones.
Yep.
But they're rare, though, right? I mean, supposedly they're rare.
No, that most guys get one around.
I'd say
no, that's
there's rare. One a year.
Yep.
At the Masters.
Probably. And the par three, there's usually a couple.
Yeah.
Because they're just playing par three.
So Tiger, on a good day.
Yes.
Should probably shoot at least three of those.
No.
Nobody should shoot one any day.
All the ones are not easy. Even for professionals.
I've probably played 50,000 rounds of golf, and I've had one.
I ain't had
one. You've never had a hole-in-one. You are a loser.
I'm a loser.
You are a loser. You've never had one.
Never had one.
This is your year.
This could be it.
This is your life, Howard Guttingham.
How many is it? Johan Niekamp had.
Johan sucks.
Johan.
Johan's probably had a few.
He might have had a couple, but it doesn't matter. He's still an idiot. I don't even know if he's had one.
I don't think he's had one either.
No, I think we can get
Johan, if you're listening, call in.
He had one, but it was a sketchy.
Yeah, it was like a temporary green.
Temporary green.
Don't count.
It don't count. Sorry, don't count.
Seems like a temporary green would count double.
It'd be harder.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It'd be very tough. But Johan's a loser.
Well, man. I think, was it on Friday maybe, Tiger hit one that was within a foot.
Yeah.
He just came back close.
I think on number six. Mm. It was good. It was good. I love the Masters. So I love watching big events like that.
So, Scotty was tremendous.
Yep.
And he just ran away with it.
Yep.
But you like that or you don't like that?
I do not.
I don't either. I love that when it's, because it gets more pressure.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't much pressure on that kid. He was just so steady and so good. And I thought Smith was going to give him a run, and then he went down to tubers.
He was done.
And that's what happens at the Masters. They look like they're doing great, and all of a sudden, down they go on a hole. And
if he doesn't chip in on three, you know, that's an entirely different game.
Yes, yes.
But that was a
mess. But Tiger did that a couple times. He went through and just absolutely wiped out the whole place.
Yep.
Okay, the one shot where his ball landed in the roughage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What is the rule on something like that? Does it have to drop as the drop or
shit.
Tough lucky?
Are they
player as it is if you net it?
Yep.
But in the case of that, they
unless
couldn't
there's an take obstacle a penalty there or something.
And he really didn't take that much of a penalty though.
It's one stroke.
One stroke.
Then you get relief, one club length, two club lengths, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make it back. He made that back pretty quick, though.
They're killers. Penalties are killers at that level.
They're killers.
Yep.
How about the
girls' softball team? Let's talk a little about the girls' softball team.
They're hot.
They are hot. Nice win over Parkway last night.
Yeah.
Tenney and Shanny, you know, hats off to those guys.
Yeah.
They're getting good hitting. I mean, they knew that they had good hitting teams.
Yeah.
You know, and Jackie Hillman comes in. She throws four. They've done a nice job of not throwing her every day, keeping her. Sophie Pearson is a tremendous pitcher. Those girls are good.
They're good. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and what, Neil, when do they play again? You got their girls scheduled there?
Yeah, let me grab that.
I think they play tomorrow. I think they have New Knoxville, maybe?
Yeah.
At New Knoxville?
It'll always match ours. Yeah. Let me just see here.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure New Knoxville had a girls softball team, though.
No, they do not.
Okay, that's what I thought.
There you go.
Yeah, so they're at Jay County tomorrow.
Okay, so that was a game we did on the radio a couple years ago.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, 37-44 in the second inning.
Yeah,
second
inning. Yeah, and I told them, those guys, hey, it won't be too bad. The game's only last hour and a half. It was a 3-hour
game.
Yep.
It was the longest game ever.
I took two peas and one poop that whole game.
Yeah, and
that was an unbelievable game I've ever been to.
And never left the press box.
It was like 27-21 or something.
It was cold, and we were in the press box with no heat, I think. It was cold.
My. That was a some game.
Yeah.
It was good.
Then they have a tournament at Ayersville on Saturday. That I don't know exactly the deal on that, but I think there's
invitational thing.
Yeah, six teams, and I don't
Ayersville always has a good girls softball program, the Pilots up there.
Yep.
And I'm sure if our girls are going up there, that's going to be some good competition.
It'll be good.
We wish them luck and keep it going, girls. They got the Jay County tomorrow, so I would say there's a chance Rob might have that on. I don't know. You have to check that out. But
possibility.
But tomorrow we have the Indians in Knoxville here at Fort Recovery.
We're here.
That game will be on Fort Recovery Radio.
Yep.
We have, hopefully we can get Hal on either next week or the following week. We got to hit the track team. They had a nice game yesterday. They finished second.
Yep. Yeah.
Girls second, boys third. And a lot of individual winners. And we're going to do our homework, get that stuff all caught up, and talk a little bit about the track team.
I like it.
Rocker, thanks for stopping up, brother. Once again, you do a fabulous job.
He's awesome.
We really appreciate you sticking around. Fee, you're awesome. Spency, we'll see you tomorrow night.
Yep. Tomorrow night.
For my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, Rocker.
See you,
Neil,
fellas.
Behind the boards.
See you next
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.